Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Hosanna, it's the National Obsession. You're listening to the National Obsession at Christmas with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. I read the other day, John, this it must be the peak time of the year when we sing about virgins' wombs.
You don't get a lot of it at Easter, do you?
It's not a lot
they
of singing
clear
of
that's
virgins'
sort of
wombs
at Easter.
The rest of the year, but you go into a church this time of year,
oh, it's
all they can
a lot
talk
of wombs,
about.
Isn't it?
It's all wombs, John.
I hear you talking about the wombs again.
Brian, I hear you. I heard you singing about a virgin's. I heard you singing the descant on a virgin's womb the other day.
Is it Hosanna in
Exelsis?
What does that
Exeter,
even mean?
It's nearly Exeter, isn't it?
Hosanna
John?
In Exeter City.
Away. Away, there we are. Imagine, remember those days, John? Christmas,
I know.
Boxing Day would be Exeter City or Plymouth Argyle. Oh, the good old days.
One day.
Wowee. One day, John, by hook or by crook, hopefully both clubs will lose all their money and come and join us in the National League, because that's what we talk about on the National Obsession, John. Hey, John, I'm over the COVID. Got through it. Survived.
You did, hey. Good news. Great news. Really
survived
good news.
The as Rob Rouse calls it, the National Cough. and you so far haven't got it again, have you? Cause you did get it right at the start, didn't you?
I think I did, but they weren't testing at the time, so I've absolutely no idea. But
you're like an OG
yeah,
COVID survivor.
I think I might have had it, but I'm not certain. But yeah, I've managed to avoid it. This wave. But what is it now? 23rd of December.
Well,
let's see.
Look, this is the first time I've felt Christmassy. Full stop, basically, this year, because it's been a lot of illness and mainly COVID, now Omicron, people talking about the Omicron, John, and games being off. It doesn't go a long way, you know, to making me want to sing about a virgin's womb.
Well, I know it will cheer you up and get you in the festive mood. The Christmas Story.
Oh, looking forward to that, John. I'm looking forward to that. Oh, I did suggest something earlier on. You went, oh, that might be better than
might
the Christmas
be
story. I can't imagine anything that's better than the Christmas story, John.
Well, you know.
I can't wait to find out what it's called, how long it is.
Tradition dictates that we've got to do it, even though we'll probably do something before that, which is in many ways better.
You never know, John. You never know. And look, we're almost doing it. Tell me what's coming up in the podcast.
Well, look, I mean, look, there's not much coming up. What are we going to do? Well, the big news is we'll obviously crown the Foff of the Year.
Yes,
that's
Foff
coming
of the
up.
Year, John.
That'll
the Foff
be on.
Games. FOTY. FOF. F-O-F-T-Y.
Fofty. Fofty ways
the to leave first, your lover. The first annual Fofty ways to leave your lover. Wowee. Will be announced. The three people in the final, John.
We should,
of course,
should we do it like
Altrincham Jean?
Altrincham Jean, Sir Clive Haywood,
Sir
and
Clive
Jane Kelly.
Haywood, Jane Kelly, the NHS.
Do you think we should
do it? A lot
like
of people this year clapping on,
well,
clapping on their
doorsteps. Do you think we should do it like the Sports Personality of the Year, where we take a minute to remember the Foffs who left us this year?
Well,
to some of the Foffs who have left us this year. Just have to just stop writing.
No, we should go back over some of the jokes that just went for absolutely nothing.
That seems like a lot of effort to go through at this short notice. I think we're going to have a little nativity story. It's double story.
Double story, John. But we did have a laugh earlier. Well, look, let's see it. It's not for us to say if it's funny or not, John.
No, is really, it? No.
I hear you've had the COVID, Brian. I hear you've had the Omicron. Not the Omicron, Roger, no.
Delta.
I've had the Delta. The Mita Delta. The Mita Delta. I mean, it's all sorts you could have done with that, John, wasn't there? The old football there. The old Mita Delta.
So that's all coming up in the podcast. I like to ask you at this time of year, what's your favourite Christmas song this year? Because it always seems to change each year. What is your favourite one this year?
It does change, John. And yours is nearly always Paul McCartney, isn't it?
Well, it's nearly always. In fact, it probably still is Driving Home for Christmas. I've got into the Pipes of Peace this year. I've given it a few more listens. And actually, it's not quite as bad as I thought it was.
That isn't the one I meant. The one I meant was Simply.
Oh, yeah. One for No, I like that song. Of course I like it.
Time.
Actually, my surprise sort of not new, but surprise contender this year is actually old De Burgh.
Oh, it's the worst one,
I'm really
John.
I'm enjoying it this year.
No one ever. This is always a skip forward. This is the equivalent of in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory of Cheer up, Charlie, give us a smile. When she's cooking cabbage soup or whatever it is.
It goes absolutely nowhere for so long. You're going, oh, what's all this? And then the chorus, I actually quite like it.
It's a nothing of a song. No one understands it.
No,
and
no,
it's Chris De Burgh.
It is Chris De Burgh. I can't lie, though. I'm quite enjoying it.
This would be good. It'd be a good chant. Gary.
A Johnson came travelling.
Gary. Do you have them all lined up there, John? If I call a few, or are you
Well,
just
I mean,
just...
I can do.
I'm
in a radio studio.
Right, look, I always like... You cannot beat Driving Home for Christmas.
You can't.
We've discussed this before, John.
And I believe you might sing us out this week with Silla's version, if that's
Silla's
okay.
Version.
I'm quite.
You ever heard Silla's version, John?
We have.
It's not me singing it.
Okay, we'll get Silla back.
Herself.
We'll raise Silla at the end.
Get Silla back. Oh, apparently she was a right old biatch.
Oh, really?
Apparently, yeah.
Is that the word?
That's all
coming out now.
That is the word. Now.
Biatch.
I like the one. I think. What did I say last year, John? Because
no, you
I
liked
think we have
last
this...
year, Greg Lake.
Yes, that's what I was about to say.
Christmas.
It's got into me top three, John.
Hasn't
I can't.
It?
I can't
I
deny
heard
it.
On the radio yesterday, and they cut off the bit at the end. You know, your bit where the man and the trumpeter, and you always sound like his head's going to explode.
Yeah, lovely.
They cut it off.
Lovely, lovely stuff. I like that one. I like
Mike Oldfield. Couldn't think of his name.
Yes. Oh, now I do also like Jonah Louis.
Jonah Louis
is a good one because what makes me laugh is I'd love to do a sketch, and one year I will do it live where I sing Hey Mr. really seriously,
yeah,
and then go into the trumpet bit and play the trumpet bit really badly. Which would make me laugh an awful lot.
That's so funny.
But the one I like isn't on any, it's not on any Christmas albums or any of those things, and it's by a band called Cupola, John. Have you got Cupola? Put them in your spreadsheet. Put them in your search engine. Your Cupola. Normally, when I'm doing, I'm just trying to work out what's different about the Christmas special this year. I'm normally a bit pissed when we do.
and taking in various Amazon sort of parcels at the same time, usually.
But not this year, John. Just getting over a deadly disease.
Yeah. So, sorry, Coppola.
Coppola, yeah. Have you got that there,
What's it
John?
Called?
It's called Another Christmas Song. You got that there, John? It's a bit bleak, but I like it. I like the bleak ones.
Another Christmas Song?
Yes.
Oh, here we go. Because what you...
Oh, there it is. I love it. I love this. It's folk, John. It's modern folk.
I like a bit of folk.
Here we go. Oh, bit of oboe there, John.
Oh, yeah. You don't get that very often.
No, not. Here we go. Here it comes. Oh, no. You're going to
like this.
It, John.
No, I like it.
Here it comes. Now.
Hope everybody's ringing on their own bell this fine morning, yeah. Hope everyone's connected.
It's nice. I'm getting some Steel Eye Span vibes.
Yeah, it's along those lines, yeah.
Or Jethro Tull. It's a bit solstice-y.
Jethro, God rest his soul, John.
Yes. I feel like I'm at Stonehenge.
It's lovely, isn't it? Isn't it lovely?
Yeah, it's nice.
You can probably fade it out if you want to. But find it. Coppola, Another
Coppola,
Christmas Song.
Another Christmas, I like.
Yeah, there's. But my favourite is always Chris Rea, John.
Oh, right.
It's not Christmas until I've driven home for Christmas, even if it's just from the local town, and I've put on driving home for Christmas.
I will be driving home for Christmas tomorrow.
Oh, will you put it
Christmas
on, John?
Christmas Eve, and it's the first thing I'll put on. But then I'll probably have to change it.
To have it on all the way home.
I don't
home.
Think I could leave it on the whole way.
Why not?
I don't know. Maybe if you switch it down to like quarter speed.
Yeah, I wonder what it sounds like.
Slightly sort of trippy version.
There we are. There's lots of other Christmas songs, of course, John. Last Christmas is always a good one. Dun, dun. It just goes round this riff. This is the riff for dun, 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 dun. It's like it's just a loop.
Oh, it's bad. It's a bad one.
There we are. But I love them all, John. Anyone who, of course, there is. Have you got mine there, John?
I was going to say you should check out your Christmas song.
It's on Spotify, John. It's on Spotify somewhere. Should be.
You might have to remind me what it's called.
It's called Get Your Sprouts Out, John. Get Your Sprouts Out. It's clever. It's a very clever title.
Get Your Sprouts Out. Get Your Sprouts Out live.
There it is. Play it. Let's play it, John. Let's have it.
Let's play it.
This wasn't even meant as an advert.
Is it?
Sleigh bells,
there you are.
Mistletoe kisses, credit card spending spree. Tinsel and baubles and delicious dishes don't mean Jack Frost to me.
Nice.
My Christmas joy is found in a vegetable green and brown. It's Christmas. Get your sprouts out, we're dancing. Get your sprouts out, they're brimming with goodness, there is no doubt. It's Christmas. Get your sprouts out.
I like it. Do we have to pay
good
you?
Good fun.
Do we have to pay you royalties now?
I don't know, John. I wonder how much I'll get off Spotify for this.
A nice Christmas check's going to arrive.
Well, I wrote it. I wrote it and recorded it about 3 years ago for an album with my friend. He said, "Oh, I'm doing a Christmas album. Will you write a song?" I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Oh, it's going to be. It's sort of. I mean, it won't be released or anything, but it'll be. It's going to be used for like adverts and that sort of stuff."
Right.
I'm like, oh, I'm in for that. That works. But isn't that perfect, John, for next year's Sainsbury's advert or whatever? Next year's Tesco
Beautiful.
Advert. It's Christmas. Get your sprouts out.
Get your sprouts out. Ned.
Come on.
Yeah, lovely.
There we are. There we are. It's on Spotify if people have that. Give it a listen. Get it up the charts.
Do you know what I think it's time to do? I think it's time to cram the Foff of the Year.
The National Obsession.
Wowee. Let's do it, John. Let's do it. It's a huge, huge day in the life of three people at least who listen to this podcast. Now, do we have a fanfare or anything, John? Or
We've got a little bit of, I've got some tension music.
Oh.
Would you like also, what was that?
What is it, Gary Glitter or something? Is it? Puts everyone on edge. What are you playing this for?
Just a bit of tense music.
Turn Rolf Harris off.
We have got a special guest judge. Actually.
Oh, lovely. Good.
Do you want me to give him a call?
Well, no. I was going to say give him a call in a minute when we've had a little chat ourselves. Oh. You've rung him now.
I've rung him now.
Not answering, John. He's not into it.
It'd be good if he doesn't answer, doesn't it?
Yeah, it'd be really good.
Hello?
Oh, there. It's our special guest.
Here he is.
to Gamine speaking. Hello.
Gamine, oh, GK in the
GK,
house.
It is the Christmas special, Gamine, so you have to come in with a...
Oh,
he's at the door.
Oh, lovely.
Yes, Gamine, guest judge.
Gamine, well, happy Christmas to you.
And to you guys. Very happy Christmas. Thank you for a really cracking year. You've done a great job.
That's nice. It's like being visited by the ghost of Christmas present. Come in and know me better, man.
Yes. Well, I'm not going to do any bar humbugs, but anyway.
Gammy, have you asked for a chainsaw for Christmas? Because if you have...
You know somebody who can sell me one.
It's still for sale.
Wouldn't it be a lovely prize for fop of the year?
A steel chainsaw.
A chainsaw with
a 6-inch lead attached to it, I think, after you'd finished with it.
Exactly. Right, yes, you are here, Gamine, because John and I have received the finalists' entries for fop of the year, which we asked our three finalists, Altrincham Jean, Sir Clive Hayward and Jane Kelly, Nurse Jane Kelly, to draw us or create for us a tea towel, and a national obsession tea towel that will be produced at some point in the new year, partly for charity, which will be very exciting.
Only partly.
maybe fully for charity. We do have to cover costs first. Let's not go mad.
No.
Now, John and I have seen all three. We feel like we are too close to the project, to the FOFs, to make the decision ourselves. Whereas we know, Gammy, that you are just cut and dry, just a hard man.
You can't buy Gamine, you can't pay him off. He cannot be bought. No. He has no price.
No.
Totally impartial in all of this, I hope. Yep.
Now, this is what I want to say. It's all three are excellent. We'll put all three online on Twitter at some point. But all three are excellent. And I think what we may do for the actual thing is an amalgamation of all three. Because there are bits of all three that I do like.
Yes.
But for the winner of the FOF of the year, we're going to ask Gamine to call it. Could you take us through each one, Gammy, and then give us the winner? Is that how we want to do it, John?
I think so, yeah. I tell you what, Gammy, should we start with Jane Kelly?
We'll start with Jane Kelly. And look, thank you for bestowing this honour on me of making the choice. And I've suddenly realised what I've agreed to.
It's huge, isn't it? I mean, Betty did an earlier round, and I don't think she quite knew the flack she was going to get.
No.
You know, people have turned up on our doorstep trying to have a go. She's six. Leave her alone.
Yeah. we should start with Jane's and maybe...
Yep. So Jane, it's beautifully presented. Shows a detailed knowledge of the podcast, doesn't it? With lots of content. So she's gone very much for giving us characters and phrases and slogans. You know, and I really like the fact she spelled bloody hell properly.
Yeah, bloody hell.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, that's
very,
great.
It's very good.
Yeah, Play My Son, Madeira Trike Tours.
Play My Son, yeah. Cleaned that one up, Play My Son.
Yeah, some very obscure references. What I will say is the national obsession in the logo as well. Bit of a rough cutout job.
But look, she's a nurse, John.
The quality of the podcast, John, I don't know.
She's putting jabs in people's arms every 2 seconds.
Probably was doing that with one arm, wasn't she? And then cutting with... Yeah, that's fair enough. So that's Jane's. We should probably move on to Sir Clive Hayward.
So Clive's gone for a much more visual representation, hasn't he? He's gone less on the words. I mean, obviously... He's learnt from last time and he's gone straight in with On the Ice this time.
Lovely, yes. Well, most people don't say it more often, but yes. A couple of penguins on there, which I actually quite like.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I wondered if it was Charlie and John skating on thin ice, but I don't know.
Well, maybe. I have to say, I had to ask Charlie what that meant, because I didn't quite understand the penguins, but I get it now.
Did you think it was just two bad pictures of seagulls? Yes. Two very tall seagulls.
Yes.
No, they're penguins and they're on the ice. It's very good. And not a talky podcast, which is, we are 100% not.
Yep, and that's repeated.
Yeah,
bottom
that's
right,
true.
Top left.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
The only thing, poor old Clive, unfortunately,
poor old Clive.
Mrs. Nee's been involved a little bit in the
Wow.
And she was looking over my shoulder, and Mrs. Nee is a former primary teacher.
Oh, right. Okay.
And she spotted the fact that Clive had mapped this out in pencil.
Oh, he has, hasn't he?
And he'd gone over it in colour, but he hadn't rubbed out the pencil lines.
Yes, but look, I'm just impressed that anyone's made any sort of effort. Whatsoever.
Yeah.
Jeez, that is a... Mrs. Nee is a very hard...
Oh, she is.
Hard...
Mrs. Hawkish.
Very hard... Hard... My, when I went to school, I mean, it was quite a long time ago, but they were still allowed to hit you with a slipper. And I can imagine...
Yeah.
I can Frank Carty, no, he did. He never did. Miss Ellis did, though. Wowee. Yeah. But look, I'm not trying to say in any way, but... I'm into the Penguins, is all I'm saying. Okay. But carry on.
So finally, we've got Daisy Seller, aka Altrincham Jean. And it's a sort of, what would you call it? It's like a sort of collage thing of all the different words and phrases, isn't it?
It is so full of content, isn't it?
Yeah.
And there's no repetition in that. I was trying to see if there was, and no, she's got 50 or 60 words, phrases, characters. You know, I mean, Rodney Jack and the Beanstalk. Surprisingly tall, Asa Hall.
Surprisingly tall.
Posh's player of the week. Chief Mouse. That's in Alan Dowson's Porter Cabin. Some really niche. Yep.
Did Mrs. Nee have any complaints about this one?
Naughty Naughty is there as well.
Naughty Naughty's there.
Good Lord, here he is.
I do like 211, 611 Torbay Taxi is the best thing ever.
See, the thing is, I can just see this one on a tea towel.
Yeah, you might have to explain gonads to people. That's the only thing.
Well, no.
If you go very close up, because it's, I think what it is, I think what she's done, she's very clever, is you can put it into some sort of software that tells you what are the words that are most said.
On it, right?
And I think, because if you go very small, it says the out of work footballer, which is one of our lesser known characters. Chorley Bassey.
Yeah, no, you're
ref,
right.
Ref Bantz. Whittling Live. It says that.
For the bay.
It also says Altrincham Jean on it, which is a bit narcissistic.
I'd not spotted that.
Very good, isn't it? Very good.
So, Gammy, those are the three.
Yes.
Gammy, we can't call it. What is your verdict?
Who is Foff of the Year, Gammy Nee?
Oh, blimey. I'll just say this and then run, do I?
I think so. If I don't agree, terrific. I'll come and find you tomorrow night.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're all terrific, and you guys must be just so pleased people have gone to so much trouble and obviously love the podcast so much, and that shows through in everything they've done.
Spit it out.
There's only one winner for me and Mrs. Nee. Daisy Seller.
Daisy Seller, Altrincham Jean! Not a talkie winner! Unbelievable!
Incredible
news! Unbelievable! Well, yep. Gammy, I'd get on up to the northwest if I were you. I wouldn't be getting down the south.
Christmas in Altrincham this year, is it? I think. Yeah.
What a lovely thought.
Is
that on 5 Live in the afternoon? Gammy, thank you so much for being our head judge. We really appreciate it. I wish you a Merry Christmas. Hope you have a lovely time. All your family joining you. That's lovely, isn't it?
It is. Yep. I'm looking forward to it very much.
I'll see you tomorrow.
There we are. There he goes. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Gammy Nee there, John. Picking the winner. Daisy Seller, Foff of the Year. The first annual one.
Well done, Daisy.
Lovely stuff, Daisy. We are going to make that tea towel. I might get a couple of penguins on there, John, as well. And I reckon there'll be a couple of things on Jane's that Daisy's not put on hers as well, so we'll put that on there as well. So absolutely fantastic. Thank you everybody for joining in on Foff of the Year. Really appreciate it. We love when those tea towels are available. I think we're going to get 50 to 100 made.
Right.
And then they will be for sale, and we will decide on a charity and all those things, and have a laugh with that. That was Foff of the Year, John.
Beautiful.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
listening to the National Obsession. Of course, the old Down of Bethlehem, of course, Ray, of course.
Down it's old little town of Babacoon, of course.
Oh, yeah, the old little Babacoon, Bethlehem, of course. And, of course, old Mary and Joseph there came in on a donkey, little donkey, of course, on a dusty road.
The old three wise men, of course, there at the back. Chris are. Todd, of course, one of those. Steve Woods.
There they are.
Craig Taylor.
Reuben Hazel. Joining a bit later on, of course. And little baby Jesus there, being born, of course, to his virgin mother. Virgin birth, of course. Nothing wrong with that.
Sent down from God on high, of course. God on heaven. God in heaven.
God in heaven, of course.
And sorcery.
God's representative of it on earth.
Of course, saw three ships came sailing in there and at Barracoon Bay, of course, Dave.
Of course,
three ships just sailing in there.
Sailing in.
The breeze blows in.
Which, of course, were representative of the three kings, of course.
Hark the held angels sing, but of course you won't be hearing them over the top of the Yellow Army.
Of course, the Yellow Army there. Of course, as we hark the Yellow Army sing. Of course, and of course the cattle are lowing. And the baby awakes.
Of course, there's no room at the inn, but if you want to try the Grosvenor town, there's plenty of room at the Grosvenor B&B.
Of course, there, if you want to join us there. So, of course, and these shepherds watching their flocks by night. Of course, see the Star of David.
David Graham, of course. David Thomas.
Of course.
David Thomas. Star of Dave Thomas.
Star of Dave Thomas. Yeah, and didn't bring any presents like the kings, gold, frankincense, or myrrh. Myrrh, of course, is...
You don't see myrrh much anymore, do you, Ray?
Not. Used to see a lot more frankincense.
Frankincense O'Farrell, of course.
Myrrh.
Oh, no, we missed the obvious one.
Mervyn Benny, of course. And... gold? No one gold.
Gold.
The old gold medal for winning the National League South, of course.
There you go, of course, yes.
Of course.
There we go.
Here we are.
Story of the Nativity there, told by Ray Duffy.
Nothing wrong with that.
The National Obsession.
There we are. This is the National Obsession. No letters this week, of course, John. It's Christmas. If you want to write to us and welcome in the new year, we'd love that. How'd you get on the... how'd you send us a letter, John?
It's nationalobsession@gmail.com.
nationalobsession@gmail.com or find us at NatObsPod on Twitter. Of course, no letters because I haven't got time because the annual tradition, John, that everybody waits for at Christmas. Christmas doesn't start until they've heard whatever you've written this year to do with Christmas, John. Tell us, John, what's it called this year?
COVID or no COVID, the Christmas story continues. Now, you may have heard of Raymond Briggs' The Snowman.
Oh, yes.
This is The Hole Man.
Oh, lovely. Good stuff. Is it longer than 5 minutes, John?
I think it's fairly tight, but let's see.
Okay,
it's,
let's go.
16 to 30, exactly.
The Hole Man. He is walking in the air most of the time. Right, let's go.
It was a cold, cold winter's night, and in the Gull's Nest Bar at Playmore, a little boy lay sleeping. It was Armani Little. Snow began to fall, and at first light in the morning, Armani turned over, yawned, and sat up. He ran to the window and looked out. Everything was covered in snow. The pitch, the moors, a snoring Jules Nixon, everything. He's a talkie fan, look him up.
Yes.
Armani got dressed as fast as he could, hurried down the stairs, and walked out into the snow. And it was exactly this moment he got the idea of building a snow striker. He'd probably be fitter more regularly than Danny Wright. Anyway, he built a big column of snow the size of a man with big thighs. Quite stocky, around 5'10". Not really a target man and not really a sort of quick, nippy one either. He then fetched a yellow talkie shirt, a tangerine for the nose, coal for the eyes and some fake tan. At last, the snowman was finished and Armani stepped back and looked at him. He might not score many, Armani thought, but he's a good-looking chap at least. I'll call him the Hole Man. By this time, it was getting dark and Armani had to go indoors, leaving the Hole Man standing all alone on the pitch. And soon, Armani was in bed and asleep. In the middle of the night, he woke, tiptoed to the window and peered down at the hole man. Suddenly, while Amani was looking at him, the hole man moved, taking a snow football and aiming for the goal at the family stand end. He missed, but no matter. He stopped, raised his hand to acknowledge the pass, and then, noticing Amani, waved to him. Amani rushed down to the pitch and the hole man approached. Amani opened the door and beckoned him inside. The hole man thought it was wonderful. The fire was crackling, the cardboard cutout of Gary Johnson still looked extremely lifelike, and Paul Trollope lay snoozing in the corner waiting for the manager's job to just become available. He set himself down in an armchair, and then, with a start, Armani realised that the hole man was sitting too near the fire and his legs were starting to melt.
Oh no.
Probably still be fitter than Danny Wright, he thought. But they didn't bode well for someone who lived in Dubai, he also thought. He quickly pulled him out of the chair and rushed him to the physio's room, not noticing that Danny Wright seemed to have set up some kind of home in the corner. Armani pushed the hole man into an ice bath and the dripping stopped. Without warning, the hole man, by now fully formed again, climbed out of the ice bath and, gripping Armani firmly by the hand, began to run out into the snow, out across the pitch, faster and faster, until suddenly Armani realised that they were flying.
How amazing.
They landed silently in the frozen north. They were in the middle
of a not Alec Jones.
They were in the middle of a great forest of pine trees laden with snow, but somewhere ahead they could hear music and see lights, and there, in a clearing in the forest, Jake Andrews' Christmas party was taking place. And there were hundreds of hole men, more than you could ever imagine in your life, and there, right in the middle of them, radiating good cheer and smiling from ear to ear, was Father Johnson himself. "You're just in time for the dance of the Holman," said Gary. The Holman danced long into the night, jigging, backing into their men and trying to hold the ball up and failing. When the party was over, Father Johnson led Armani and the Holman to his stable. Light spilled through the door, and inside they could see a figure tied up with his mouth gaffer-taped. "It's playoff final referee Simon Mather," said Father Johnson. "Me and the boys are treating ourselves this Christmas by giving him a good working over." A bit bleak, thought Armani. Father Johnson then presented Armani with Simon Mather's whistle. "He won't be needing this again," Johnson chuckled. Armani realised it was time for them to go before they became accessory to a crime. The whole men grabbed his hand, and once again they started to run faster and faster, bounding and jumping, until once more they were flying again. At last, they landed at Playmore and together walked slowly towards the gull's nest. Armani shook hands with the hole man and went up to the door. He embraced the hole man in a great big hug, went indoors, and very soon was fast asleep. Next morning, when he woke, the room was ablaze with sunlight. He put on his dressing gown, ran downstairs and opened the door. He ran out onto the pitch, and there was a little heap of melted snow, a yellow shirt, a tangerine, a scarf, and a few lumps of coal, but the hole man was nowhere to be seen. For a moment, he thought that the adventures of the night before might have been a dream, but then he felt in his pocket Simon Mather's whistle that Father Johnson had given him was still there.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Brilliant. The best one, John.
Was it?
It was the best one yet. Really, really good.
It came in a decent 4 minutes.
Really, really good. And I was gripped.
Really?
All the way through. I was particularly like Gary Johnson kicking up Simon Mather at Christmas. It's a no edit special.
Let's see if I remember to bleep that out.
Well, there we are. John,
there we go.
It was excellent. There
Christmas
we are.
Christmas can begin now.
Happy Christmas, John.
Hey, happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas to the Foffs.
Yeah.
On the ice to all of you. And I hope everyone stays well and tries to enjoy Christmas as much as possible.
Yes.
And who knows if we'll have football in the new year? We will eventually, John.
Yeah.
It'll all end eventually, won't it?
Exactly. What, everything?
Well, that's how it goes. That's how it goes. Brilliant.
Look, do you want to sign? Do you want to sing a song?
Oh, yes.
Come on, Scylla.
Well, hello. Hello, Chris.
Merry
hello,
Christmas,
John. Merry Christmas on the ice, dear. Yes, I'm driving home for Christmas. I just can't wait to see their faces.
Silly, you've gone early.
Driving home for Christmas. Oh, I just can't wait to see those faces. Surprise, surprise. Driving home for Christmas, yeah. I'm moving down the line. And it's been some time. top to toe and tail backs. On the ice, everybody. Happy Christmas.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.